Cyworks in Winston-Salem. I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Why do we live where we live? Maybe we like the schools or the short drive to our favorite science museum, but why are communities built where they are? Dr. Eric Jones, the assistant professor of archaeology at Wake Forest University, is trying to answer this question about some North Carolinians that once lived in your neighborhood.
Native American communities from 80,000 to 1,600 or so, so just prior to Europeans arriving into the area. A lot of the sites are kind of south of Pilot Mountain all the way over into Wilkes County. The sites I'm working on right now are actually near Jonesville and Elkin, the central part of what we call the Upper Yadkin River Valley.
Based on previously published research, Dr. Jones found that part of the location's appeal was the day-to-day conveniences that we might expect.
Some of it definitely is related to subsistence and particularly agriculture. It also looks like some of it may have been a little bit of kind of secluding and maybe even tucking villages into places that maybe weren't quite as visible, which may be a defensive tactic, or also could be related to prevailing weather. They also tend to be in areas with lower solar radiation. Some people might be trying to get away from some of the hot sun at times. They're settling particularly on the natural levees and fields to protect from, you know, your houses aren't going to get wet if that area doesn't flood.
Location is key. And Dr. Jones is discovering that native settlements may have been more like our own than we would expect.
As much as resources and environmental factors seem to be important in those decisions, interrelations with other groups are just important. We tend to think of these smaller scale societies, you know, ones that we maybe traditionally call bands and tribes, as being very environmentally focused, you know, being all about, you know, where's our next meal coming from? When in fact, a lot of the work that I've been doing shows that relationships, economic, political, social relationships with other groups may have played a huge role in where people are choosing to live. We haven't been given past groups, whether it's Native Americans or in other areas of the world, credit for being much more kind of socially, economically, and politically engaged with other groups that we tend to take for granted today. You know, we think about, particularly with globalization, all these connections and those types of things, I think were going on in the past as well, too. And we've tended to downplay those a little bit in favor of these environmental explanations.
Settlement ecology is the practice of determining human settlement patterns or showing where people lived.
You almost have to have all of the factors they were weighing as well.
And that takes a multidisciplinary approach.
Definition of anthropology really is the study of people. Well, you know, that touches on almost every other field you can think of. Obviously, we've got the archaeological methods that are involved there. And archaeology is a subfield of the wider field of anthropology. A lot of the theory that I use is actually called settlement ecology theory. And that comes originally from both cultural anthropology and archaeology. So it's pulling from different subfields within anthropology. A lot of geology goes into it. So we've done a lot of sedimentology at the site to understand what the landscape looked like at that time. There's a lot of human ecology as well, too, looking at how people interrelate to their both natural, again, and cultural environments there. What we tend to call in anthropology kind of ethnohistory, a blending of anthropology and history to understand what kind of cultural information we can get out of historical documents. Geography, that is a big part of what I do as well. When you're studying people of the past, you know, how do we understand these smaller scale economic systems and political economies and things like that? So again, on those kind of multiple different scales, you get a sense of how people were navigating the natural and cultural landscapes at the time.
The scientific community is a diverse one unto itself. Often a project is so complex that it truly takes a village. This is certainly the case for Dr. Jones as he explores the settlement ecology of the ancient people of the Yadkin River Valley. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD. Support for Cyworks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP. Music by Storyman.